USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 months after borders, our Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to introduce any solutions to the border crisis. Customs and Border Patrol has announced new numbers. In all of 2020, 309,000 encounters were registered. Since President Biden opened the border, 1.2 million people have entered, putting a severe burden on the American taxpayers. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News.
You can't tell me one thing this administration has done to slow the flow. Every week they come out another giveaway. You know, we're not going to detain you, or we're not going to give you a court date. And now, recently, they're going to change the rules of asylum because they know 90% don't qualify. So now they're changing the rules so more people qualify, which will bring more people to the border. And it's going to get worse.
Plano, Texas firefighters rushed to the scene of a house explosion on Monday afternoon. The explosion caused major damage to two other homes. Six people, three children, three adults, were taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer and Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez and Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set a vote for Wednesday to begin debate on one of the infrastructure bills. Since the legislation has not been written yet, Schumer said he would use a shell bill. This will allow the Senate to begin debate and amendments on the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it must be written before the Senate begins debate. People from around the world are going to the U.S.-Mexico border, as demonstrated by the sheer numbers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has a border update.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics, and I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have four of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.